This is Goddess Blog at goddessdienst.org. March 3rd, 2021. Lamentation for the Face by Brunel Eckert. Read by Jason Broughton. Because of smiles that often play upon your lively face and frowns, and what they have to say, expressions I can trace, that now are hidden ear to ear, with varied kinds of threads, of colors, with patterned cheer, or blacks, or blues, or reds, I'm still disheartened when I glance at you in this disguise, because it hides your countenance, and so affronts my eyes. Yet here I sadly must confess, I wear one when I must, but still and only nonetheless in utter self-disgust. How long, alas, must we abide the sad, grotesque charade that masquerades, I shan't deny, a pitiful parade? To say the least, I hesitate to think that this must be to save from some sorry fate some new necessity. But more than that do I abhor the sad attempt to claim that this could yet be something more, some new designer's aim. How lovely, how desirable this mask, you'd have me think, could be if just perhaps I will accept it and its ink, coordinated with the clothes you chose to wear today, as if it were a thing you chose to compliment, you say. And thus you'd wish that I believed your mask is better than the lovely visage you received from God's almighty hand. O mask, by this you're telling lies, you lie, you falsely guide. So now and ever I'll despise that you are wont to hide the image on a human face that man from God received, his own, the cherished human race. No threads were better weaved. The face of God and man is one, the beauty of the Lord, the splendor of the only Son, the incarnated Word. But now instead, a mask I see in every public place. It fails, and that so miserably, to stand in for your face.